God have already equipped you with everything you need in life. Be the man that God created you to be. So God can be pleased with your actions. Now that carries down to your family. I guarantee you this, and I'm not just bragging on me, and I'm bragging on God when I say this. I guarantee you, if you go to my daddy, I guarantee you he is so excited about both of his boys. I guarantee you he is so proud of both of his boys. I guarantee you he got all kind of medals and awards just to brag on both of his boys. I guarantee you we hadn't let him down. I guarantee you he can stand proudly with his chest up to understand and tell the world that I'm going to tell you something. I got some boys. I got some men that's doing it the right way. I got some boys. I got some men that I'm proud of. And I'm here to tell you, me and my brother can stand here right now today and tell you we got a daddy that we can look up to that done stuff the right way before our eyes. We have a daddy that know how to provide. We have a daddy that know good and doggone well he love us. And I guarantee you, whatever we need, drop of a dime, drop of a hat, he's there. You can ask both of us and our sister. Both our sisters. Why? We need that, people. Man, I'm 39 years old. I'm here to tell you, bro, you better ask my mama. I can still act like a baby. I go right now and sit in her lap, man. I'm telling you, I still got it in me. But I tell you what, it's something about a dad and a son, I'm here to tell you. I may not show it enough, but I'm tell you, I want to know my dad is there. So guys, if you ain't been there, start being there. If you haven't been there, start being there. It's important. Amen? Bishop, they still got their hands up. Guys, you can put your hands down. Man, y'all are great. Y'all the real MVPs. Y'all the real MVPs. Hip, hip. Huh? Y'all the real MVPs. Now, as I go to my seat, I'm afraid I'm going to go up here and get one of Bishop Waters. Before I go to my seat, I want to say this. This is not to condemn you, but this is to help you. Not to condemn you, but to help you. As I go to my seat, I'm going to say this. Y'all do understand that the women was applauding the men for having their arms up, right? Yeah, I said, man, give it up for the men. They kept their hands up the whole time, and everybody in the building was applauding with women, right? Because the men arms probably were tired, so they ain't do this to themselves. Okay? Follow me now. Yeah, it's all fun and games, and it's laughter, right? But women, we as men need that more often. Clap for us. Brag on us. Love on us. Boost us up. Don't always tear us down. Don't always give us the negative. Don't always do this and that and the other. Give us something that we can be proud of, that we can stick our chest out and be happy to come home and serve the house. Brag on us a whole lot more. I'm going to say this little sneaky thing and then I'm going to get out the way. Boss might get me, but it's all good. Because at my house, we stay good because we get out of fellowship that ain't no work at my house. So we got to stay in fellowship, right? So the women's went to Oxford for my mother-in-law's birthday and they had fellowship. And I went to take the kids because I had to go to train. So I went and dropped off the kids and I had the baby girl. And the baby girl, she got away. She knows she got away. You know what I mean? With me, she knows she got away. So, right. So I said, baby girl, what you want to wear today? So she go pick out her clothes. Okay. Get what daddy do. Daddy said, okay, baby, you can wear that. Okay. It was all balled up and everything. So I ironed them. I put the best crease in them tacky clothes you can ever put in clothes. Best crease in tacky clothes you can ever put in clothes. I did. Why? Because I know to at least do that much. You know what I mean? I'm not going to let her go tacky and wrinkled. You know what I mean? I know to do that much. You know what I mean? But I also know to be the best guy in my baby girl life. You know? So that's what I did. I went to go drop the kids off to the boss lady, and the room was crowded, Miss Lucy. The room was crowded with the women of the church. And the boss done bust me out in front of everybody. Boy, you let your daughter come out, you just put anything on her. I did just like this. Miss Gail, didn't I do it? I did just like this. I walked over, and I'm thinking to myself, should I say this or should I say this? And self said. I said, okay. I said, okay. So this is what I said. Gail, correct me if I'm wrong now. Tell him, correct me if I'm wrong. I said, well, boss, now, you need to understand something now, boss. You most definitely need to understand that I did at least iron the clothes. So if you gonna bring out a negative, you got to, you know, have a positive somewhere, right? And I'm not saying it to knock her, but I was being a man of my house and not getting my feelings because the first lady of this castle say we as Christians shouldn't take offense. So instead of me taking offense, I wanted her to understand what I really felt like. You know, my bad, boss, but the baby girl picked this out, but boss, at least brag on how well this is iron. Because I'm one man, standing in the midst of all these women, and when she said that, all of them looked at the baby girl like, he sure did. And so I could have got in the defense mode, cat, but I chose not to because I chose to be in my house and not outside the house. I tell boss all the time, tell the family all the time, don't go against the grain, you know what I mean? So instead, I just did it in a slick way. Hey, but at least I ironed it. Then when I said that, cat, get what some of the women in the room gonna say. After I said that, get what they say. Man, he sure right. Why they couldn't say that in the first place, you know what I mean? So women, I said I was gonna help you out. So always cheer your man of God on. Always cheer him up. Always be there. Always be what he need, not what he don't need. Okay? Always be everything he need that he can be the man of God, continue to be the man of God that he need to be for himself with God and then himself with his family. Amen? Amen. Amen. Give it up. Give it up for the man of the house.